Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Miss Braxton. Miss Braxton started the Black Lives Matter chapter. Miss Jennifer Braxton started the Black Lives Matter in New York. She's going to tell you what area of New York. She's going to tell you her story, and we're going to get into some questions. How are you doing this morning, Ms. Braxton?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. Considering everything, I'm doing all right.
Considering everything, you're doing all right. So, why did you get involved with Black Lives Matter, and what did you start your part of it at?
I started Black Lives Matter, Potsdam, New York, because Potsdam community and law enforcement and other departments have a history of racism, targeting Black folks, and not protecting and serving the Black community in Potsdam and throughout St. Lawrence County. I started Black Lives Matter, Potsdam, New York on June 1st, 2020.
All right, so the history of abuse and murder by police officers there. Okay, so let's go a little deeper. So once
yes,
you
ma'am.
Started the Black Lives Matter chapter there, what happened? What happened? What started to happen once it was started?
So when I started Black Lives Matter, Potsdam, New York, I became vocal about the unsolved murder of a little boy named Garrett Phillips in Potsdam, New York, and the modern-day lynching of a Black man named Nick Hillary, who was accused of killing Garrett Phillips. My son, Teron Evans Jr., moved to Potsdam just a couple weeks after I started Black Lives Matter, and he protested with me throughout the North Country. In September 2020, he met a woman that he started dating. And on January 8th, 2021, that woman claimed that my son, Teron, committed suicide in her home. I later found out that she is a police informant. I put my FOIL request in, and I've been denied the supposed suicide note, body cam videos, statements, reports, and more. I've been seeking truth and justice for my son ever since.
All right. I'm so sorry that happened. You don't believe your son committed suicide?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. So what kind of person was your son? Was he depressed at all?
Teron was a happy person. He was into music. He was getting ready to go back to college. He wanted to do things with his life, you know. I did not see any signs of him being depressed. Nothing that would lead me to believe that he killed himself at all.
Now, I found you on Facebook. You have a Facebook page. That's
yes,
how
ma'am.
I found you through your Facebook page.
Okay.
So I'm so sorry that's happened. So what is being did now? Have any attorneys looked into your case at all?
No. No, nobody has looked into my case. Like I said, I've been denied everything, and I've reported that to the Attorney General, the Civil Rights Division, and many, 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 many other people in positions of power throughout New York State. And I've either gotten no response or the response of, like, from the Civil Rights Division that I have to prove a pattern of practice in order for anything to be investigated. So it's important that people in the North Country who have come to me personally and told me their stories, whether victims or witnesses, that they all report these things to the Attorney General's Civil Rights Department also, because one case doesn't matter.
One case doesn't matter. Okay, so your case does matter. It does matter. So you left where you lived at, am I correct?
Yes. I left Potsdam, New York in July 2021.
Because you were afraid for your life. You felt like your life was in danger. Okay. You feared for your life. Did you ever get any threats or anything while being with Black Lives Matter?
Oh, yes. I mean, from the very beginning, you know, people would either ride by the marches and say threatening things or put things on social media about running us over and different things like that, or ride past my house saying, nigger, you're going to die, or, I'm sorry, that word, or, you know, things of that nature, yes.
So just call it the N-word. Okay, so you've had all these threats. Did you report those threats to the police?
In the beginning, I did, and basically they were just like, oh, it's bad choice by somebody, you know, never did anything. So after a while, I didn't even report it anymore. It just seemed like it didn't matter.
And you were just trying to help people, help people not be murdered, not be framed and murdered. And you ended up being a victim, your own self. You believe that your son is. You believe that. Okay.
I believe that my son was killed to silence me from the Black Lives Matter movement in Potsdam, New York, and also speaking up for and trying to get truth and justice for Mick Hillary and Garrett Phillips.
And I believe you too, by the way. I believe you too. I believe it because I've been watching the news and different things, and I've been on the internet and watching TV also, and I've seen that there have been quite a few Black Lives Matter people that have come up dead.
Yes, they're calling them all
suicide. Yes, quite a few of them.
Yeah,
I don't know the names right off the top of my head, but I know it's quite a few of them. Do you know?
I don't know specific names right off the head. I have a couple that have been shared with me through TikTok, because I'm using that as a platform also to try to get truth and justice for my son. And people have commented that this is something that's going on throughout America. You know, people, Black Lives Matter leaders and or those who have participated have come up missing or dead, and they've all been labeled suicides. So this is a national crisis.
Yes, it is a national crisis that they're coming up dead like that. There's more to it than that. With them coming up dead like that, all of them are not committing suicide, just like during the Kennedy assassination. In a certain time, within a short time period after the Kennedy assassination, just about everybody involved I knew anything about the Kennedy assassination were dead within a record number of years. Including his mistress, Marilyn Monroe. So, So, what are you going to do now? What's your next move?
I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing, which is contacting all these people, even every New York State Assembly member of Congress, everybody, you know, lawyers. I'm just going to keep trying. I mean, that's all I can really do is keep trying and not give up. I do want to say that one thing that really leads me to believe that my son was killed is out of 5 responding officers, I got 1 body cam video, which was redacted down to 2 minutes and 36 seconds. But on that video, there's one part where this woman who was my son's girlfriend, and I found out later that she's a police informant, there's a part on the video where she asks 2 times, is he alive? Is he alive? And it's what's in between that that to me confirms that my son was killed. Because after the first time that she asked, is he alive, you hear the word good. I don't know if it's you're good, we're good, but the word good. And then she asks again, is he alive, and you hear nope. That there is confirmation to me that my son was killed.
Yes.
Also, on the same day that I was burying my son, this woman had a private memorial for my son in Potsdam while I was burying him here in Syracuse, where she invited no family, no friends, and someone forwarded me a picture of the stand that she had a memorial on with his pictures and flowers and things of that nature. But also on that stand, and it took me a long time to realize this with other people, you know, saying something to me about it too. There's a figure, it's a poop emoji, but people were like, that's not just what it is because they don't have big red lips, okay? And right behind that is a gorilla. So to me, that has to do with, that's a racist. That's very, it has no business being on the memorial of a black man. So that's
was
why I believe that he
was
killed.
His girlfriend black or white?
She's a white woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
okay.
That part makes me believe that it had something to do with Black Lives Matter right there. Because my son, as soon as he moved up there, he picked up a sign, and he protested with me throughout the North Country. You know, and many people said to me, Jennifer, they didn't take you out because too many people knew you and knew what you were doing, and it would have been too obvious. So they thought they could silence you by taking your son, which hardly anybody knew at all up there.
So you had to move and relocate because of that? Had to leave your home?
Yes.
And everybody you knew?
Yes.
And basically start over?
Yes. I mean, I'm from Syracuse. I had been living in Potsdam probably close to 9 years.
Okay. I'm so sorry this has happened to you. I hope there's something I can do that will be able to help you. I'm still reaching out to people.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm just hoping that somebody will hear the story to do something about it. You know.
I understand.
And the other important part is that people speak up and stop being scared to speak up about the things that the police are doing, no matter where it's at. That's why they continue to get away with the things they do, because people are too scared to stand up against them and speak the truth.
All right. Okay. So how do you feel about the charges that have been brought against the Black Lives Matter founder?
I'm embarrassed. I mean, I am embarrassed because what she has done has affected all of us that have started Black Lives Matter movements in other parts of the country, because now everybody looks at us like we are like her. You know what I mean? And that's so not fair, you know?
No, it's not fair. Do you believe she's guilty of what they accused her of?
I don't know. I can't say. I really don't know, because at this point I feel that anything black people do is condemned, is criticized, you know. It's like there's always something said of, yeah, you know, so I don't know, you know, but if that's, if she did, it's embarrassing, and it makes us all look bad.
Yeah. But, you know, when you're doing something like that, if they didn't kill her, but if you think about it, everybody that's tried to help their own race of people, they have tried to help black people, their own race of people, end up dead or in jail. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Look at how many times he went to jail. Look at Senator John Lewis from Georgia. Look how many times he went to jail. What, 10, 12 times, 13 times?
Right.
And he became a senator.
So it's like,
it could be true and it could not be true, but I know they said it was $90 million. But I don't know how much it is. Personally, I do not. But I think Black Lives Matter did a great thing. Me personally.
Right.
As a person, as a everyday citizen,
yeah.
I think Black Lives Matter did great things.
Me too.
I really
Me too, I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that's happening. I really am, because sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. It was the black people saying that she was using their, that they hadn't received any money from Black Lives Matter,
right,
if they had that much money. And they're getting all over the internet saying these things. And I'm thinking to myself, and all on television, this is horrible. You know, it's the black people who are saying it, and I just thought it was the worst thing that they could have did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's true. You know, that's terrible. But it's not only about the money, because for myself, I didn't ask for money from them. I asked them for their support. Come join us. You know what I mean? That's what we needed. We needed people to come and represent this community that is like 98% white, you know, come support the very, very, very few black people who are being targeted, you know, and never could get a response back. That's what upset me. You know, it wasn't about the money at all. It's about, we need physical support, you know. Without that, these villages and towns are like, well, nobody really cares. They're black people ain't showing up for this. You know? It's like, it made me feel like a lot of times, like, I was the only black person out. It didn't make me feel like, because in actuality, I was the only black person out there many times. You know? And so it's important that we have physical support, too.
Have you contacted the White House or the Attorney General in Washington, D.C. about what's happening there in New York?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And no response.
No response. Okay,
yes,
well, maybe somebody will hear this interview, and the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, and will listen.
I pray so. I really do. Because, like I said, and like we both know, this is something that's happening throughout this country, and it needs to be investigated.
It does need to be investigated. If many people, or Black Lives Matter, which it is, which I've seen it on the television, you've seen it through Instagram, but I've actually seen TV shows talking about it, then it definitely needs to be investigated. Somebody needs to do something legal. And God knows, you definitely need an attorney.
Yes,
God knows
I do. And that's what I'm looking for, is attorneys, investigators. I've been told I'm going to need a great team of lawyers, investigators. You know, so, and it, without the money, it's hard. You know, a lot of people are like,
Reverend Al,
they're not going to do it.
Won't help. Reverend Al,
I have not gotten a response from him. I've not gotten a response back from him. I've gotten a response back from Ben Crump. He says he does not handle these kind of situations. And I'm like, what? I mean, none of this should happen, but it shouldn't only be those who are killed in broad daylight and videotaped that they actually stand up for and defend, because a majority of black folks have been killed behind closed doors in private, you know what I'm saying, not videotaped. Their lives matter too and deserve to be, you know, have justice.
That's true. They have killed many, many black people behind closed doors. They've lynched them. They've shot them. They set them on fire. They did a lot of things.
Yes. And it's going to continue until something happens. Something big has to happen. You know, and
somebody dig in and find out why all these people are being murdered. Black Lives Matter people are being murdered. Why your son was murdered. Also, that's what needs to happen. True justice needs to be received. Trying to prosecute one of the head leaders of the Black Lives Matter, which I think she did a wonderful thing. I knew there's a chance something like that may happen, that she could be killed, or sent to jail or prison, because this is America. It's just unfortunate that was the black families speaking out against her. So. You know, it's unfortunate.
Right. And then,
that's all I can say.
And of course, when one black family or, a few, speak negatively about, you know, BLM, then the white communities run with that. You know, like, wow, one of their own is talking about them. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it must be true. You know, no.
Doesn't necessarily have to be true. No, it doesn't.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well,
so
thank you for coming to the Queen of Chicago, Angela Butler, Miss Braxton, Jennifer Braxton. I look forward to having you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
I look forward to
having
you back on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, and I'll be getting back in touch with you soon.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. You enjoy your day. Hey, deal with that depression,
yes,
okay?
I am.
God bless you, Miss Braxton.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.